จากเพียงนั้น
May peace be with everyone.
เรามาได้ขั้นมาร์คฟูอินเตอร์ที่1 章
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
มาร์คฟูอินที่1 章
Mark chapter 1.
35 节
Verse 35. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
马可福音第一章开始在描写主耶稣的侍奉生活。
In the beginning of Mark, it describes the life of servitude for Jesus Christ.
然后刚刚35节我们就看到主耶稣怎么来过他的一天。
And in verse 35, we read how Jesus spent his day.
说天未亮。耶稣就起来到旷野地方在那里祷告。
Here it says, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
有时候我们常常想我们要怎么过我们的一生。
And sometimes we think about how we should live our life.
因为前面的日子都是新的。
Because all the days in front of us are new.
所以有的人就从父母来学习。
So some people learn from their parents.
因此有一句话说，有其父必有其子。
And some people say, like father, like son.
所以我们的生活方式有时候是从父母那里抄袭下来。
So sometimes, the way we live our life is copied from our parents.
那有时候是从社会的文化那里学来的。
Sometimes we learn it from the society.
大家怎么做，我就应该怎么做。
And what everybody does, that's what I would do.
但是等到我们相信了主耶稣。
But after we believe in Jesus Christ.
圣经里面说我们要跟随他的脚踪行。
The Bible tells us that we have to follow his footsteps.
主耶稣降世为人。
Jesus came into the world as man.
所以他设下一个榜样让我们来效法。
So he set an example for us to follow.
因此我们要怎么生活呢？
So how should we live?
我们就仔细看主耶稣怎么生活。
So we have to look carefully into how Jesus lived his life.
那以他为榜样，这样来调整我们自己。
And to use him as our example and adjust our life.
那每一天的生活从早上开始。
And every day it starts in the morning.
那我们看到主耶稣所关心的跟门徒所关心的不太一样。
And you can see what Jesus Christ cares about is different from what the disciples cared about.
如果我们看36节跟37节。
If we look at verses 36 and 37.
请读。
Verse 36. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. 37. When they found him,They said to him, everyone is looking for you.
这里主耶稣到旷野去祷告门徒就来找他。
So here Jesus went to the wilderness to pray and the disciples came to look for him.
说好多人在找你。
Saying, everyone is looking for you.
找你要做什么。
And why were they looking for Jesus?
如果我们看38节。
If we look at verse 38.
我好在那里传道，我为这个事情出来。39节。
And 39.
在加利利全地主耶稣进了会堂传道赶鬼。所以门徒就好关心主耶稣的工作。
So the disciples, they cared about the work of Jesus Christ.
就是要传道，要赶鬼。
Which is to preach and to cast out demons.
当然主耶稣也是为着这个而出来。
And of course, Jesus came to do this.
但是在传道赶鬼之前，他做什么？
But before preaching and casting out demons, what does he do?
他到旷野去祷告。
He goes to a solitary place and prayed.
这就是我们生活的榜样。
This is the example for our life.
我们在世界上工作。
We work in the world.
常常是人在做工。
And many times it is people who are working.
啊，但是当我们在侍奉神
，But when we serve God，
啊，如果只有人在做工，果效就不明显。
If it is only people who are working, then the results are not very visible.
但是如果神在做工，果效就很明显。
But if God is the one working, then it is very obvious.
好，我们现在看诗篇的127篇第一节跟第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2.
请读。
Psalm 127, verses 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
啊，这个是所罗门小写的诗。
This is a song written by Solomon.
所罗门是一个伟大的人。所罗门是非常有智慧的。
And Solomon is a man with wisdom.
啊，但是在两节圣经节里面，他三次提到枉然。
But in these two verses, three times he talked about being in vain.
啊，什么叫做枉然
？What does it mean in vain？
就是人很努力的在做工，但是没有果效。
That means that the people are working very hard, but there's no result.
啊，那这个工作就等于枉然了。
So the work is in vain.
那如果我们回到第一节
，If we return to verse one，
啊，第一节第一个在讲建造房屋。
First, it talks about building a house.
啊，那第二个在讲看守城池。
The second talks about guarding a city.
这里讲，如果不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Yes, here it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
那个房屋是什么
？What is that house?
就是人的信仰。
It is the faith of a person.
所以我们在传福音，就是在建造人的信仰。
So when we preach the gospel, we're building people's faith.
我们很努力去传福音，当然这很好。
And it is good that we work very hard to preach the gospel.
但是传福音要有果效，要神在做工。
But in order for our preaching to have results, we need God to work with us.
那要神在做工，就是要透过祷告。
And for God to work with us, we need prayer.
哦，所以祷告。啊，会影响我们做工的果效。
So prayer will affect the results of our work.
啊，因此一个啊常常祷告的教会啊，一般呢、啊、做工的果效都是比较大。
So usually a church that prays a lot, usually the results of their work, is very obvious.
在世界上工作，在进到教会里面来工作，我有一个很大的改变。
And there's a great difference between working in the world and working in the church.
就是在教会做工是神在做工，我们只是一个工具。
It is that in the church, when we work, it is God who is working, we are only the tool.
啊，如果我们祷告到神在做工，发现带牧道者很。
And if we pray and God is working, then we find that it's very easy for the truth seekers to come.
啊、我们讲了几次，他就 很受感动，他就想要信，他就想要信。
And we just have to speak to them a few times, and they will be touched, and they want to be baptized.
好、哦，那第一节的下半说看守城池。
And the second part of verse one talks about guarding the city.
这个就是牧羊的工作。
And this is the work of pastoring.
我们的信仰好像一座城池。
Our faith is like a city.
啊、看守就是不要被魔鬼攻进来。
And to guard the city means not to have Satan attack us.、
啊、所以如果神在看守城池
，So if God is guarding the city，
那我们就想牧养工作实在不是很困难。
Then the pastoring work would not be difficult、
啊。原因是神在做工。
It's because God is working、
啊。但是如果神没有做工，牧养工作非常的难。
But if God is not working, then the pastoring work would be very difficult.
啊，因为现在真的是很难过一个敬虔的生活。
Because the time now is very hard for us to live a devout life.
所以整个教会事工重点就是宣道跟牧养。
So the focus of the work in the church is evangelism and pastoring.
那宣道跟牧养最重要一个关键就是要有很多人在祷告。
And in evangelism and pastoring, what is very important is that many people are praying.
啊，所以主耶稣一大早他就起来到旷野祷告。
So in the morning, Jesus arose to pray in a solitary place.
啊，那这样的祷告生活带给主耶稣的侍奉有很大的不同。
And this type of prayer life brought a very a great difference to the life of servitude for Jesus.
啊，因此如果我们回到马可福音第一章。
So if we return to Mark chapter 1.
22节。
Verse 22.
啊，第一章22节。
Chapter 1 verse 22.
啊，请。
Verse 22. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
这里讲啊，他们很稀奇他的教训。
Here it says that they were astonished at his teachings.
啊，主耶稣是一个木匠的儿子。
Jesus was the son of a carpenter.
他没有受过什么正规的教育。
He did not receive any formal education.
但是为什么他们很稀奇他的教训？
But why were they astonished at his teaching?
因为有权柄。
Because he has authority.
什么叫做有权柄？
What does it mean to have authority?
彼得出来传福音。
When Peter preached the gospel,
他是一个渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
他讲的每一句话好像刀扎入人的心。
Every word he said was like a sword piercing a person's heart.
啊，所以这个叫做有权柄。
That's what it means to have authority.
因此很多人就问他，那我们怎么做？
That's why many people ask, then what should we do?
彼得说，你们要悔改。
And Peter tells them that you have to repent.
啊，叫一个人悔改是何等的难啊。
To ask a person to repent is very difficult.
当神在做工是何等的简单啊。
But when God is working, it is so easy.
啊，所以三千个人就受洗了。
So 3,000 people were baptized.
好，那我们再看马可福音第一章。
Let's continue to look at Mark chapter 1.
25节。
Verse 25. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be quiet and come out of him.
啊，这个地方讲主耶稣叫一个犯鬼的啊，从鬼从他身上出来。
Here Jesus told the demon to come out of a demon possessed person.
26节啊，那个人抽了一风啊，鬼就出来。
And verse 26, the unclean spirit convulsed and came out.
啊，27节大家很惊讶，这是什么新的道理？
And verse 27, everyone were amazed. What is this new doctrine?
啊，为什么是新的？
Why is it new?
因为他有权柄叫鬼出来。
Because he has the authority to command the unclean spirit to come out.
这是其他所做不到的。
This is something that other people cannot do.
啊，鬼是一个灵，他有他的权柄。
So this unclean spirit, it is a spirit, and he has his own authority.
但是神也是灵，神有更大的能力。
But God is also a spirit, and He is even more powerful.
所以啊，当神在做工赶鬼是何等的简单啊！
So when God is working, it is easy to cast out the unclean spirit.
啊，那接下去到29节啊，以后就提到啊，彼得的岳母害热病。
And starting from verse 29, it talks about how Peter's mother-in-law had a fever.
那三十一节，彼得啊，耶稣近前拉着他的手，他热就退。
And verse 31, Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her.
啊，他有权柄能够医病。
He has the authority to heal sickness.
所以这个岳母起来就服侍他。
So after the mother-in-law came up, she served them.
啊，要叫一个人服侍神啊，有时候真的是很难啊。
Sometimes it is hard to ask a person to serve God.
啊，但是当神的恩典这么大，要服侍神不是很难啊。
But when the grace of God is so great, it is not hard to ask a person to serve God.
啊，因此啊，主耶稣出来传道啊，就有哦很明显的功效。
So when Jesus Christ was preaching, he had very obvious results.
28节。
Verse 28.
啊，耶稣的名声就传遍加利利的四方。
And immediately his fame spread throughout all the regions around Galilee.
教会的最好的宣传是什么？
What is the best way to spread the gospel?
啊，当然我们可以花钱去广告。
Of course, we can spend money for advertising.
但是这里讲耶稣的名声传遍四方。
Here it says the fame of Jesus spread throughout all the region.
啊，就是因为众是耶稣的周围的众听到他的道理，看到他赶鬼，看到他的权柄跟能力。
And but it is because the people around Jesus they were able to see his authority, to see his hear his teachings and see him heal the sick.
今天教会就是主耶稣的身体。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
是神所充满的。
It is filled with God.
啊，所以教会如果充满神的能力。
So if the church is filled with the power of God.
啊，这个教会的名声就会往外四方去传开。
Then the fame of the church would be spread throughout all the region.
啊，但是这个里面最基本的关键就是要好多的人啊，像主耶稣一样很注重祷告。
But what is the most critical point is that many people like Jesus Christ puts emphasis on prayer.
啊，那教会就可以发展。
Then the church can grow.
啊，那我们先来看啊，马太福音十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音的十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
啊，请读。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there.
哇，这个地方讲，当晚上到了，主耶稣只有一个人在那里。
Here it says, when evening came, Jesus was alone.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where was Jesus?
独自上山祷告。
He went up on the mountain by himself to pray.
山上只有一个人，就是主耶稣。
So on the mountain, there's only one person, which is Jesus Christ.
那里做什么？在那里祷告。
And what was he doing? He was praying.
啊，那接下去就发生了一段事情。
Then after that, a series of events happened.
二十四节讲船在海中因风浪不顺。
Verse 24 says that the boat was in the middle of the sea tossed by the waves.
啊，这是忽然起的暴风。
And this was something that happened immediately.
啊，那二十五节主耶稣怎么做？
And what did Jesus do in verse 25?
耶稣在海面走啊，往门徒那里去。
Jesus walked towards the disciples on the sea.
因为主耶稣知道门徒在风浪中啊，一定是很害怕、很危险。
Because Jesus knew that the disciples were being tossed by the waves, they would be in danger and they would be afraid.
啊，所以主耶稣要往门徒那里去，与他们同在，带给他们平安。
So Jesus wanted to go to the disciples to be with them to give them peace.
啊，因此主耶稣能够在风浪中走在海面上。
And so Jesus was able to walk on the sea in the middle of the waves.
啊，我们仔细看主耶稣出来传福音这个三年半的时间。
We look at Jesus Christ in the 3.5 years that he was preaching.
啊，不但外面有风浪，他的人生充满着风浪。
And not only were there waves on the outside, in his life it was full of waves.
啊，他走到哪里，就有人要找他的把柄，就有人要啊逼迫他。
And everywhere he went, people are trying to find fault in him and persecute him.
啊，如果是我们可能早就走不下去了。
If it was us, we probably would have stopped long time ago.
哦，那主耶稣最大的风浪啊，就是钉十字架。
And the greatest waves for Jesus Christ was being crucified on the cross.
啊，那个叫做喝苦杯。
That was the bitter cup.
那是灵魂体三个苦难一起临到。
And that was suffering. Both physically and to the soul and to the spirit.
啊，这个不是一般人所能做得到的。
And this is something that most people cannot do.
但是在客西马尼园，他三次祷告。
But in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed three times.
啊，这个汗滴好像血这样滴下来。
And sweat was dropping like blood.
啊，天上的使者下来加添他力量。
And the angel came to give him strength.
啊，所以从那个时候开始，我们看主耶稣就很安静。
And we can see from then on, Jesus was very peaceful.
比拉多问他说：“你为什么不讲话？”
And Pilate asked him, "Why do you not say anything?"
他的内心呢，平静安稳。
But it's because inside of him, he had peace.
但是外面有大风大浪。
But there were great waves surrounding him.
哦，所以今天我们的信仰路程就是要做主的门徒。
And today, in our journey of faith, is for us to be disciples of Jesus.
那做主的门徒啊，不是一帆风顺。
And to be a disciple of Jesus doesn't mean it's smooth sailing.
啊，我们跟着主走，就要经历主耶稣所经历的风浪。
If we walk with Jesus, then we will experience the waves that Jesus experienced.
啊，那主耶稣经历风浪是经过祷告，有神的同在，这样能够超越那些风浪，走在海面上。
And Jesus was able to overcome these waves and winds because of his prayer and walk on the sea.
所以今天我们人生的风浪就是需要神同在。
So today, the waves that the wind that we experience, we need the abidance of God.
啊，如果有神同在
，If we have the abidance of God,
我们知道神掌控一切。
We know that God controls everything.
哦，风浪有开始的时候，风浪也有结束的时候。
There's a time for the waves and wind to start, and there's a time for the waves and wind to stop.
那个时候是神在控制的。
And God controls when that happens.
所以我们祷告对神有信心，完全的交托，我们就很平静安稳。
So if we pray to God with faith and we rely on God, then we would have peace.
啊，我们看彼得跟着主耶稣到客西马尼园。
We see that Peter went with Jesus to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他很有决心，我要跟你一起死。
He was determined to die with Jesus.
但是主耶稣被抓的时候，他三次否定耶稣。
But after Jesus was captured, he denied Jesus three times.
不是没有决心呐、
啊。Not because he did not have determination.
但是他在客西马尼园睡觉。
But it is because he slept in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以他没有从神得到能力。
So he did not receive strength from God.
因此他否定耶稣三次。
As a result, he denied Jesus three times.
那五旬节以后。
After Pentecost,
啊，彼得被圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
有很清楚神的同在。
He had clear abidance of God.
啊，他门打开了就出去传福音。
He opened the door and started to preach.
以后被关到监牢里面。
Later, he was put in prison.
哦，他在里面能够睡着了。
And he was able to sleep in prison.
天使把他带出来，他以为是在做梦。
And the angel brought him out of prison. He thought he was dreaming.
怎么有可能在监牢里面睡觉？
How was he able to sleep in prison?
因为他的心平静安稳。
Because in his heart, it was peaceful.
因为他被圣灵充满。
Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他天天祷告，认真祷告，被圣灵充满。
Because he prays every day and is filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天外面的风浪，我们没有办法改变。
So today, we are unable to change the waves and winds around us.
但是里面的心态，我们是可以靠主改变的。
But our attitude in our heart, we can change through God.
问题是，我们愿意不愿意真的花时间跪下来祷告。
The question is whether we are willing to spend the time to kneel down to pray.
祷告到被圣灵充满。
To pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们就可以走在人生的风浪上。
Then we are able to walk on top of the waves and the winds of the world.
我们就能够跟着主耶稣一起走。
And we can walk with Jesus.
甚至为着主耶稣啊来受苦。
And even suffer for Jesus.
能够过一个很有意义啊，很充实的人生。能够过一个很有意义，很充实的人生。
To live a meaningful and full life.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣退到旷野去啊，在那里祷告。
So Jesus went to a solitary place and prayed.
啊，他能够走在风浪当中。
And he was able to walk on top of the waves and wind.
啊，这值得我们来学习。
This is something that we can learn.
好，那我们现在再来看啊，《路加福音》第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
啊，《路加福音》的第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
啊，第五章的十六节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 16.
啊，请读。
Luke chapter 5 verse 16. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
啊，我们再看啊，十七节。
Let's also read verse 17.
啊，对，十五节，对不起。
Verse 15.However, the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities.
啊，这个十五节跟十六节哦，一个是很强烈的对比。
Verses 15 and 16 is a great contrast.
啊，主耶稣的名声越发传扬出来。
The fame and the report of Jesus went all around.
啊，有极多人聚集要听他讲道。
And many people gather to hear him.
哦，那也有指望他们的病得医治。
They also want to be healed of their infirmities.
哦，所以这一些人的焦点哦，就是主耶稣。
So the focus of all of these people was Jesus.
哦，你想想看啊，如果我们是主耶稣，我们会怎么做？
And if we think about it, if we were Jesus, what would we do?
你看，一生生的病没有办法得医治，主耶稣来一祷告，病好了。
A person who is sick all their life and comes to Jesus and pray and they are healed.
啊，被鬼附着，鬼出不去，来到耶稣一赶出去了。
And they were possessed by demons and they come to Jesus and the demons leave.
啊，所以任何一个疑难杂症来到主耶稣就要解决了。
So any kind of difficulties when they come to Jesus, it is solved.
啊，主耶稣讲道啊，那个话就是灵，就是生命。
And when Jesus speaks, it is spirit, it is life.
啊，我们外面拥有很多，但是我们的心呢、啊，得不到满足。
Even though we may have many, many material things, but our heart is not satisfied.
外面的东西没有办法满足我们的内心。
Because all these things cannot satisfy our heart.
但是当神的话进到我们里面，那是一种灵的满足，那是一种生命的更新。
But when the word of God comes into our heart, it is a spiritual satisfaction. It is a change in our life.
啊，连撒该啊都很大的改变了。
Even Zacchaeus went through a great change.
他遇到耶稣以后，他有很大的改变。
After he met Jesus, he had a great change.
啊，他要把一半分给穷人。
He will give half of what he has to the poor.
啊，然后如果骗人，他要还他四倍。
And if he had received any money by cheating, he would repay them four times.
哦，所以大家看到撒该的改变，就说哇，主耶稣真的是很厉害。
So when people saw the change in Zacchaeus, everybody thought that Jesus was very powerful.
你看世界上人在忙忙碌碌，不是为着出名吗？
And we see all the people in the world, they are very busy. Many of them are, it is because of fame.
啊，有了名以后就能够转变成为利。
And after having fame, many times it turns into power.
哦，所以在网络上好多人有很多的跟随者。
So online there are people who have a lot of followers.
哦，那些跟随者到最后就会啊变成他个人的利益。
And all of those followers later on will be advantage, to the people.
哦，但是当主耶稣在这个最重要的一个时刻，他做什么？
But at this very critical point for Jesus, what did Jesus do?
十六节讲啊，退到旷野去祷告。
In verse 16 says that he withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
就是离开这个众人的焦点啊，去祷告。
Which is to leave the focus of all these people and went pray.
为什么？
Why?
因为当我们服侍神有果效。
Because when we serve God and there are good results,
啊，甚至不只是服侍神，我们在世界上啊做的有功效、有成功啊或者很突出，这是极大的考验。
And not only serving God, but in the world, when the things that we do have a lot of good results, this will become a great test.
你看天使在服侍神。
We look at the angels serving God.
能够服侍神，这不是很大的恩典吗？
To be able to serve God, this is a great blessing.
天天看到神的荣耀。
And every day they're able to see the glory of God.
天天享受神的光照。
And they're able to enjoy the light from God.
天天在听神讲话。
Every day they are able to hear God.
但是犹大书里面说他不守本位。
But in the book of Jude it says that he did not know his position.
啊，他到最后他想要变神，跟神一样。
And later on he wanted to be like God.
啊，所以当一个人被抬到众人的上面的时候。
So when a person is elevated above all people.
有时候这个人就会忘记了他是人。
Many times the person, they will forget that they are only a person.
啊，他会把自己抬到众人上面就变成神了。
And they will lift themselves up above all people and become God.
也就是把自己当作是一个偶像。
They treat themselves as an idol.
啊，所以主耶稣退到旷野，这非常重要。
So for Jesus to withdraw into the wilderness, this is very important.
哦。我们看当时以利亚世代，三年不下雨。
And if we look at the time of Elijah, for 3 years it did not rain.
有好多的寡妇。
And there are many widows.
啊，因为很多的丈夫、男人都死了。
And because many of the husbands have passed away.
啊，但是以利亚在加密山挑战啊400个假先知。
But Prophet Elijah on top of Mount Carmel challenged the 400 false prophets.
天上降火来把他的祭物烧掉。
And fire came from heaven to burn his sacrifice.
啊，证明他拜的神是活的。
To prove that the God he worships is living.
以色列百姓啊，回心转意归向神。
And the Israelites, they turned back to God.
啊，然后一祷告，天就下雨。
And once he prayed, the rain came.
你看，以利亚跑得很快，他跑到哪里去？
And if we look at Elijah, he ran very fast. Where did he run to?
他跑到耶斯列的城门口，一个城的门口。
He went to the city gate.
啊，为什么？
Why?
因为圣经里面讲，城门口有很多的长老啊，那个贵重的人都坐在那里。
The Bible says that at the city gate, there are many elders and leaders who were gathered there.
哦，所以以利亚看三年半没有下雨，现在我一祷告就下雨，到了城门口，他可以接受到好多的赞美。哇，你真的很行啊
！So for Elijah, after 3.5 years of no rain, and when he prayed, the rain came, he can go to the city gate and receive a lot of praise.
啊，就在那个地方，他失去的能力。
And it was at that place he lost his power.
哦，所以亚哈的太太啊要杀他，他就逃了。
So King Ahab's wife wanted to kill him, and he ran.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣在名声很大，退到旷野去祷告。
So when the fame of Jesus grew, he withdrew into the wilderness to pray.
这个给我们一个很大的提醒。
This gives us a very good reminder.
啊，侍奉的果效不是要彰显自己。
The results of our servitude, it is not for us to elevate ourselves.
侍奉的果效要是要把人带到神的面前。
The results of our service is to bring people to God.
啊，当我们变成众人的焦点，啊，我们就要赶快隐退去祷告。
When we become the focus of the multitude, then we have to withdraw ourselves to pray.
那这样我们才能够继续在神的面前侍奉。
So that we can continue to serve in front of God.
啊，神的同在才不会减少。
And we will have continual abidance of God.
啊，所以耶稣退到旷野去祷告，因为他的名声越发传扬。
So Jesus withdrew himself to the wilderness to pray because his fame was growing and went all around.
好，我们先来看路加福音的第六章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 6.
啊，路加福音第六章的十二节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
啊，请。
Verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
啊，是三十三节。
Verse 13. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles.
啊，这个十三节啊，在讲主耶稣挑选十二个门徒，叫做门徒。
So in verse 13, it records that Jesus chose the 12 apostles.
啊，这个是在传道的初期。
This is at the beginning of the preaching.
啊，主耶稣挑选十二个人要做什么？
And why did Jesus choose these 12?
他说，你们来跟从我。
It is for them to follow Jesus.
啊，就是跟着主耶稣到处传福音。
Which is to follow Jesus in his ministry.
啊，然后听主耶稣讲道。
And to listen to his gospel.
啊，然后看主耶稣怎么生活。
And to observe how Jesus lives his life.
那过了三年半，
After 3.5 years,
主耶稣升天以前就叫他们去传福音。
Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told them to go and preach.
所以主耶稣就升天了。
And then Jesus ascended into heaven.
因此这个天国的福音就交托给这十二个人来传扬。
So the gospel of the heavenly kingdom was given to the 12 to go and preach.
那这个十二个人里面有三个，彼得、雅各、约翰，称作教会的柱石。
And among these three, Peter, James, and John, they became the pillars of the church.
啊，也可以说整个教会承担责任重量的三个人，就是彼得、雅各、约翰。
So these three people has the brunt of the work for the church.
啊，因此主耶稣在传福音的开始拣选这十二个人啊，这对将来啊他的神国的扩张有非常大的影响。
So in choosing these 12 disciples, it has a great influence on the future of the preaching of the kingdom of God.
因此这个十二个人的挑选要怎么去选呢？
So how does he choose these 12?
啊，因此十二节在讲耶稣退到山上，整夜祷告神。
In verse 12, it says that he went out to the mountain to pray and continue all night.
啊，整夜祷告神，然后下了山才拣选十二个门徒。
So he prayed all night, and then he came down from the mountain and chose the 12.
啊，主耶稣升天以后。
And after Jesus ascended into heaven.
啊，这些门徒要拣选一个人来代替犹大。
And the disciples, they have to choose one to replace Judas.
啊，他们就设立一个条件，这一个人必须是常常跟主耶稣同在。
And one of the criteria they said was that this person must have been with Jesus.
啊，就是跟其他十一个使徒一样，要常常跟主耶稣同在。
And just like the other 12, that they are often with Jesus Christ.
啊，因此就找到有两个人外在的条件是符合这个要求。
And they found two from the outside, it fulfills these criteria.
那这两个人是怎么决定呢？
And how did they decide between the two?
他们就向神祷告，神啊，你知道万人的心。
And they prayed to God, saying that God, you know the hearts of man.
所以外面的条件一样，但现在要决定两个，找一个就是要看人的心。
So from the outside criteria, they look the same. So the difference is in their heart.
啊，因此人看人看外表，神看人看内心嘛。
So as people, we look at others from the outside, but God looks at the heart.
你看扫罗是第一个王。
We look at King Saul. He was the first king.
这应该是很大的恩典，很荣耀的。
And this should be a great grace. This is very glorious.
但是神发现他的心并没有忠心。
But God realized that in his heart he was not faithful.
因为他用自己的意思取代的神给他的命令。
Because he used his own will to overtake God's command.
所以神就要拣选一个人来代替大卫。
So God chose a person to replace Saul.
因此撒母耳到耶西的家。
So Samuel went to the house of Jesse.
他就看到一个人，哇，相貌俊美，人很高大，撒母耳就要告他。
And Samuel saw one person who is tall and looks good, and Samuel was ready to anoint him.
所以撒母耳虽然先知，他也是人啊，他也是看外表，这个人看起来像王。
So even though Samuel was a prophet, he is also just a person. He saw the outer appearance of a person that looks like a king.
但是神说不是，神看人看内心。
But God said, no, God looks at the heart.
哦，那后来就问他，你家里还有谁？他还有一个，那个就是大卫。
And then he asked if there's anyone else in the house, and there was one, which is David.
那大卫是合神心意的人。
And David was a man that follows God's heart.
他对神非常忠心。
He was very faithful to God.
他每一件事情都是要照神的旨意去做。
Everything he did, he wanted to do according to the will of God.
这个就是服侍神最重要一个条件。
This is the most important criteria to serve God.
所以主耶稣拣选十二个门徒，他需要整夜祷告。
So for Jesus to choose the 12 disciples, he prayed all night.
今天我们在教会里面是神在用人，不是人在用人。
Today in the church, it is God who is using the people, not people using the people.
如果我们能够找到神所需要想要用的人。
If we can find someone to work for God.
那这个人会成为神的工具啊，教会就会得到复兴，就能够扩展。
And this person will become a tool for God and work for God to spread the gospel.
啊，所以我们从小的选要拣选宗教教育的教员，到教会的职务会的成员，这个都要很多的祷告。
From choosing religious education teachers to choosing Council members, all of these require a lot of prayer.
甚至我们在教会的职务会要拣选一个 chair, 这个也要很认真的祷告。
And also choosing a chair among the council members, this also requires a lot of prayer.
这整个教会带领的方向啊，要对神忠心。
The direction of the leadership needs to be very faithful to church.
那这个教会蒙神祝福。
And so this church can be blessed by God.
哦，所以主耶稣退到旷野去。
So Jesus retreated to the wilderness.
第一个，从神得到权柄，做一个有功效的侍奉。
First, he received authority from God, so that his work will have results.
第二个，他可以走在侍奉的风浪当中。
And the second, he is able to walk above the waves and the wind of servitude.
第三个，在名声越发传扬的时候隐退自己。
And the third, when his fame was growing, he is able to retreat himself.
第四个，挑选神所要用的工人。
And fourth is choosing the workers for God.
今天我们要效法主耶稣的榜样。
Today we need to learn from the example of Jesus.
来复兴我们的教会。
To revive our church.
唱诗245首。
Sing hymn 245.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
主耶稣一大早就到旷野祷告。
Jesus in the morning went to the wilderness to pray.
可能我们在平常周日非常忙碌的上班照顾家庭。
In the weekdays we may be very busy working and taking care of the family.
但是在安息日我们休息了世上的工作。
But on the Sabbath day we rest from our work.
所以我们要专心花更多的时间来祷告。
So we should focus and spend more time on prayer.
使我们的生活，使我们的侍奉能够有长进。
So that there is growth in our servitude and also in our life.
我们先来一起来祷告，时间到我就要领。
Let's all pray together and I will ring the bell at the end of prayer.